Hello and welcome to the Percussive Maintenance Podcast. According to the Urban Dictionary, percussive maintenance is defined as the fine art of whacking the crap out of an electronic device to get it to work again. You laugh, but we've all been there before. This podcast, hosted by Herb Warple, Editor-in-Chief of Engineered Systems, that's me, was designed to give consulting and specifying engineers and or facility managers the information they need to refrain from kicking the shit out of their equipment. So we live in a connected world. Most all of us have mobile devices in our pockets all day, every day, and luckily, thanks to wireless technology, we aren't dragging cords around like tails. Who better to discuss the current state and future of wireless technology than the new CEO of the Wireless Broadband Alliance, Tiago Rodriguez? In this podcast episode, Rodriguez will discuss Wi-Fi 6, the convergence of Wi-Fi 6 and 5G technology, what budding connectivity terms specifying a consulting engineer should be aware of, and more. Welcome to the podcast, Tiago. Could you take a moment and introduce yourself to our listeners?
Yeah, of course, sir. My name is Tiago Rodriguez. I'm the CEO of the Wireless Broadband Alliance, and it's a pleasure to be here with all of you. And Herb, thank you so much for inviting me to this podcast.
So what exactly is the Wireless Broadband Alliance, or the WBA, Tiago?
Yeah, so the WBA, as we like to call it, it's a non-profit association that was founded by a group of carriers around 17 years ago. We have on our membership, let's say, some of the tier one mobile carriers, companies like AT&T or T-Mobile US or Orange France, British Telecom, among many others. We have as well large cable operators like Comcast or Liberty Global in Europe, but as well different ISPs, a little bit from all over the world, that contribute to the organization. And as well, we have many of the manufacturers like Cisco, Nokia, Samsung, and others, and some of the internet players like Facebook, Google. So these large companies that are interested in developing Wi-Fi and accelerating the experience and improve the usability of Wi-Fi. And basically, we are a non-profit organization that we run a series of projects and programs with the support of the membership. And we have been doing that for the last 17 years. And we have quite a lot of work done and very enthusiastic members to drive our activities.
Great. So Engineered Systems Magazine's primary audience is consulting and specifying engineers and or facility managers. So if you could, define the role of wireless communication in the built environment today and how you believe that will change in, say, the next decade.
Yeah, wow, it's a big question. And, I will share my thoughts, but mainly based on many conversations with my members. So definitely, I think we are all in agreement that connectivity and wireless connectivity has been a game changer for, let's say, the lives of all citizens on the world. So ourselves, we change our lives. We now always using different devices and always trying to get connected to the internet. So that has been a game changer. And of course, Wi-Fi and cellular technology have been the main drivers for that, let's say, new era of connectivity. And I believe that is going to continue to enlarge. The younger generations will be much more used to be all the time connected, and will help to create a smarter way of living that we can access more information easily, and we can interact with multiple, let's call it objects, but can be within my house. I can interact with multiple applications. I can being informed on a real-time basis of whatever is happening on my environment. Of course, this implies that we are going to continue to consume a lot of data, and we need more and more robust networks. either using Wi-Fi technology, but as well cellular technologies, and the combination of both will give that layer of connectivity that will make our lives somehow easier and will improve the communication between not only persons to persons, but as well between ourselves and different devices and machines or sensors that we'll have all over the environment that is around us. So we'll be a very enthusiastic next 10 years with the improvement of this connectivity to all of us.
So what budding terms should specifying or consulting engineers be aware of in this world that maybe they're not currently familiar with?
Yeah, let me put it, that's a very interesting question. Let me put it in two different angles. So first, very important angle is for those engineers that are really looking into Wi-Fi. So Wi-Fi as a technology is evolving a lot and has its own roadmap of evolution. So we recently, the industry launched what is called the new standard for Wi-Fi, so Wi-Fi 6. But there are a series of other technologies related with Wi-Fi, like, for example, hotspot 2.0 passpoint, that will help to improve the connectivity using the Wi-Fi. So that engineers should really paying more attention to the roadmap and the evolution of Wi-Fi technology. By other side, in terms of connectivity from a more broad perspective, cellular industries are evolving as well, and we are going to have, as we all know, 5G is coming. So sooner or later, we'll have 5G networks. But apart from the 5G networks that are mainly run by the cellular carriers, there is a lot of momentum, especially in US and in some parts of Europe, on private cellular networks, either private LTE networks, or in the future, we can even see some private 5G networks. So that's another component that if your followers somehow are interested in understanding what is going to happen, I believe in the future we'll have, of course, the Wi-Fi as one of the strongest technology and cellular, but we'll see more flexibility in many, let's say, venue owners that can be enterprise or can be examples of an airport or on one hotel or a convention center, that they will have more options to deploy and to develop their connectivity strategy. So it's not only related with Wi-Fi and cellular from the mobile carriers, but they will have another technologies like private LTE that they can own and somehow develop that that strategy. So my recommendation will be, so pay attention to evolution of Wi-Fi, but as well follow what is happening on these private cellular networks that I think they will have a role to play.
Well, as you mentioned, Wi-Fi is evolving, and now we have Wi-Fi 6. So what exactly does that consist of, and what role will it play or does it play in the IoT and the built environment?
Yeah, so in my perspective, Wi-Fi will be significant relevant, Wi-Fi 6. So Wi-Fi 6 somehow is, we can call it, is a silence revolution. So the Wi-Fi 6 brings a series of improvements in terms of managing the data flows going from the devices to the network and from the network to the device that will improve the user experience at the end of the day. So we as consumers, when we start to use Wi-Fi 6, we'll start to see that the flows of traffic and the ability to connect to many more devices will be extremely much better managed by the network. And Wi-Fi 6 has specific features for IoT. So it's the first time that one of the Wi-Fi standards, they have specific features for IoT. And I'm quite enthusiastic about the ability to have the what we call the wake wake-up times for specific Wi-Fi sensors. So it can be can exist a specific scheduling that the sensor will request airtime from the network on a specific moment of time that can be scheduled. So that will improve mainly the battery saving. So the sensors can be somehow in standby for the duration, whatever duration they need. And then they just wake up whenever they need to send data, and then they will somehow will get on standby mode. And by doing that, they will save a lot of battery. So some cool features coming on Wi-Fi 6 for IoT.
And I know one exciting endeavor that the WBA is laser focused on is the convergence of Wi-Fi 6 with 5G. Can you share a little more on this?
Yeah, that's one of my favorite topics, and because my background is from the cellular side. So I believe Wi-Fi and cellular should be the best friends, especially Wi-Fi 6 and 5G. Instead of looking to them as competitive technologies, we should look to them as the best mates to improve the connectivity. We did a lot of work and analysis on the benefits of both technologies. And if you guys are curious about, you can have a look on our website, wballiance.com, and you can see several white papers there. But from my angle, the analysis that we did, we identified all the requirements of Wi-Fi 6 or the capabilities of Wi-Fi 6, and we identify all the capabilities of 5G, and we did a matching of those capabilities, and we come up with the conclusions that there are some utilization of these technologies that 5G will always be the best technology. So, for example, if you want to have connectivity on a motorway, we are not going to put Wi-Fi in a motorway. Doesn't make sense. It's not, the Wi-Fi was not created to give connectivity in a fast mobility environment. And then, on the opposite side, there is some specific use cases where 5G should not be the preferred technology. So if you want to have indoor coverage, so the cost of doing an indoor 5G network is quite high comparing with Wi-Fi. So Wi-Fi definitely will be the preferred technology for indoor coverage. So it's the combination of those two technologies and let's say the network strategies, they need to use, depending on the environment that they want to deploy connectivity, they need to choose exactly what is the best technology for what they want to achieve. And by doing that, I'm pretty sure that they will save quite a lot of investment, and they can create a quite compelling business case.
So here's a softball question for you. What one thing should facility managers do today to better prepare themselves for this future?
Yeah, my recommendation for any venue manager or facility manager, first of all, they should really understand very well what they want to accomplish from their side. So what are the type of services that they would like to provide? What are the type of applications that they are going to run on the networks? And by doing that assessment and having a very clear understanding of their requirements, they should then do a proper analysis of what will be the best technology or even the best technologies that can be deployed to achieve that. Sometimes can be Wi-Fi only, sometimes can be Wi-Fi combined with some other IoT technology, and even we can even consider a combination of Wi-Fi and cellular technology. So always depend on exactly what you want to accomplish with your network strategy, with the type of services and applications you want to run. So my recommendation is, yeah, do a proper assessment on exactly what you want to accomplish before starting investing in any technology.
Great. Tiago, this has been fantastic. Is there anything else you'd like to share with us while we have you on the line?
Yeah, I just want to share a small comment. 2020 for me is really going to be the year of Wi-Fi 6. We already started to see some of the biggest manufacturers like Samsung and Apple with the new iPhone 11 coming up with Wi-Fi 6. So I estimate that 2020 will be the year where we'll see a proliferation of all types of devices with Wi-Fi 6, and we'll see the transformation of the Wi-Fi networks.
Fantastic. Tiago, if listeners are interested in connecting with you or the WBA, where should they turn?
Yeah, I recommend that the people, they can always reach out to me over social media, either LinkedIn or Facebook, or they can go directly to the website of the Alliance, so wballiance.com. And have a look on our work, who are our members, and feel free to drop a message.
Well, thank you so much for your time, Tiago. We appreciate it, and hope to connect with you soon.
Yeah, thank you so much, Irv.
Well, that wraps up our interview with Tiago Rodriguez. As he noted, if you're interested in learning more about his endeavors, feel free to look him up on social media or visit wballiance.com. Be sure to bookmark our podcast landing page and check back on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever it is you pull your podcast from for future episodes of the Percussive Maintenance Podcast. And remember, if you can't fix it with your brain, you can always rely on a swift kick. We'll see you next time.